This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Bruchim Abam, welcome everyone. Good afternoon, everyone. Shalom Aleichem to the Kollel Agra DePerka Monday afternoon national shir. Great to see everybody. We have an amazing topic today. Want to let everybody know some public service announcements. If anybody wants to join us on our upcoming trip to Greece. Greece is a country where thousands of Achronim lived, and there's a tremendous amount of Jewish history. We're going to other locations as well, if anybody would like to join us this summer. Bezos Hashem, the Sefer on Chinuch HaBanim is nearing completion, and a number of upcoming volumes in the queue, if anybody would like to participate. Parsha Shlach. We have an amazing topic today. This subject, this shiur, will enhance your life. It will improve your career. You'll have new opportunities. And we're going to learn a perspective on the narrative of Parsha Shlach that's revolutionary. The pasuk begins, Shlach lecha anashim. Send for yourself men v'yasuru es eretz Kanaan. And spy out the land of Canaan, Asher ani noisein levnei Yisrael, that I am giving to the children of Yisrael. Ish echad, ish echad. One man, lamate avoisav. So off the bat, why does it say twice, one man, one man? Weren't there only one person per shevet? So there were a total of 12 men. Why does it say, ish echad, lamate avoisav, teshlachu, koil nasi vahem? Another question is, what's shlach lecha, shlach lashon yachid, and tishlachu is a lashon rabim? So which one is it? Now friends, we're familiar, we usually think that there were a total of 12 meraglim. After all, that's what it says in the beginning of the parsha, where the Torah lists the names of the meraglim. Ve'ela shemaysam lamate Ruvain Shamua ben Zakor, lamate Shemayin Shafar ben Chayri, lamate Yehuda, Kalev ben Yifuneh, Lamate Yisachar, Yigal ben Yosef, Lamate Ephraim, Hoshea ben Nun. You know, it's interesting, the trup by all of the Shvatim, you have a Zakef Gadal, Lamate God, Guel ben Machi, except for by Yehoshua ben Nun. By Yehoshua ben Nun, it says, Lamate Yosef. Right, Lamate Ephraim. I'm sorry, Lamate Ephraim. Hoshea ben Nun. There you don't have a Zakev Gadol. The Ramami Pano says it's because all the other Shvatim, they separated between them, the Meragel, and their Shoiresh, which was the Shevet, except for Hoshea ben Nun, remained connected. Lamate Ephraim, Hoshea ben Nun. By all the other Shvatim, there's a Zakef Gadol separating between. Be it as it may, we tend to think there were a total of 12 Meraglim. However, if you look in the Yushalmi, there is a revolutionary Shita. In the Yushalmi in Soita, Perek Zayin, Halacha He, Ksiv, Ish Echad Lashavet, Al Daite de Rabbi Akiva. Du amar l'shoinai rubuyin heim. As there is a lashon riboy, ish echad, ish echad. There's a riboy here. What do we use the riboy for? The riboy is, we learn out, arba esrim v'arba hayu. There are 24 meraglim. Shisha asar be'eshkal u'shmoina. 16 carried a cluster of grapes, 8 carried figs, uverimainim, uvenoisei kelim. In other words, according to the Rabbi Akiva, there were 24 meraglim, 16 for the eshkol and 8 for the figs and the pomegranate. But Rabbi Shmuel says, by the way, it's interesting, because according to the Yushalmi then, Kalev and Yehoshua participated in carrying the fruits. The Rashi and the opinion of the Bavli is that Kalev and Yehoshua did not participate in carrying the fruits. But this opinion of Rabbi Akiva is in contradistinction to Rabbi Shmuel. What does Rabbi Shmuel hold? Rabbi Shmuel says, "V'aldaite de Rabbi Shmuel dehu aimer l'shaynois kfulanhim shnei masar hayu shmoina be'eshkal v'arba b'teinim remindim." 8 carried the cluster of grapes, 4 carried the figs, and this is a great machlekes. So according to Rabbi Akiva, there were not 24 meraglim, there were not 12 meraglim, there were 24 meraglim. And I know you're thinking, that's not what they told me in yeshiva, that's not what they told me in kindergarten, that's not what they told me in nursery school, that's not what they told me in elementary school, or even in high school. Well, you've graduated to get the real scoop. The real scoop is, there are 24 meraglim. That is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva in the Yerushalmi. And not only is this the opinion of Rabbi Akiva in the Yerushalmi, Tosfos Masechta Sota, Daf Lamed Daled, brings this Yerushalmi, Aldaite de Rabbi Yishmael, there were 12, and Va'aldaite de Rabbi Akiva, there were 24. Comes Rabbi Kiveger. And Rabbi Kiveger in the Golin Hashas, in Sota, Daf Lamed Daled, as we know, sometimes Rabbi Kiveger will just quote a Gemara, and if we're fluent enough in the Gemara Rabbi Kiveger is quoting, we should be able to figure out what's troubling Rabbi Kiveger. Well, says Rabbi Kiveger, Ayin b'masnisin reish Sanhedrin uminayin le'edah. Look in the Mishnah in the beginning of Sanhedrin, and how do I know an Eda? So, what exactly is bothering Rabbi Kiveger? It behooves us to look in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. We know the first Mishnah in Sanhedrin occupies the first Amud. And the Mishnah says like this, how do I know a Sanhedrin Ketana, a small court, is 23? Shenemar v'shaftu ha'eda v'hitzilu ha'eda. And the Eda will judge, and the Eda will save. Which means, Eda shoifetes v'eda matzelas. A Eda judges, and an Eda saves. So that means you have to have 10 acquitting, 10 finding guilty, Harei Kan Esrim, and then you need another 3. Now, how do I know an Eda is 10? Because it says by the Meraglim, Ad Masai Lo Eda Hara Hazais, how long will this bad community continue the sin, this bad convention of people continue their bad ways? So we know there were 12 Meraglim, and we subtract Yeshua and Kalev. So the source that a Sanhedrin is 23 is predicated on the idea that Eda is 10. How do I know Eda is 10? Because it says Eda by the court, and it says Eda by the Meraglim. And presuming there were 12 Meraglim, minus Yeshua and Kalev, so that's 10. So what seems, what Rabbi Kiveger is bothered by, is if the source that an Eda is 10 is from the Meraglim, that only works out according to the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel, that there were 12 Meraglim. So you subtract Yeshua and Kalev. But according to Rabbi Kiva, that there were 24 Meraglim. And if you subtract Yeshua and Kalev, so that would leave you 22. So we should learn out an Eda is 22. And in that case, a Sanhedrin should be 47. You need 22 acquitting, 22 finding guilty, and another 3. So in other words, where Rabbi Kiveger, he doesn't tell us what he's bothered by, but by citing and referencing this Gemara in the context of Tosfos and Sota, that brings the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, that there are 24 Meraglim, what Rabbi Kiveger seems to be bothered by is, so then we've destroyed the source that a court is 23 based on Eda plus 3, 10, 10 plus 3, to be 22 plus 22 plus 3. Friends, there's another Gemara in Shas that should now be highly problematic. Namely, from where do we learn out Minyan? Where do we learn out Ein Davar Shabakdusha Pachas Me'asara? It's a Gemara in Brachais, it's a Gemara in Megillah, and Daf Chav Gimel Mevez, Rab Chia Bar Abba, Sandeim Rabbi Yochanan. It says, V'nikdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael, that every matter of Kedusha needs 10. How do I know that? It says, V'nikdashti b'toich b'nei Yisrael. And it says, V'aykoirach hibadlu mitoich ha'eda. And how big is an Eda? We learn out Eda is 10 from the Meraglim, because it says, Masai lo'eda ha'ra'azais. So if the Meraglim were 10, we apply that to Kairach. It says Toich by Kairach. From there we'll extend it to V'nekdashti B'toich B'nei Yisrael. And in that case, we could ask, in other words, if Rabbi Akiva Eger is asking that according to Rabbi Akiva that there are 24 Meraglim, then a Sanhedrin should be 22, 22, and 3, we could ask, then according to Rabbi Akiva, you should need a minion of 22? And if, by the way, if you need a minion of 22, it would come out that many shuls would never have a minion. You know? Imagine you walk around, I need a Tzvunzegun Tzvayer, you know? Forget a center. A center is going to do you no good. What are you going to do with 10 people? You need 22 people, L'chaira. And by the way, I found that none other than the Chassam Sofer himself asks this question. The Chassam Sofer in the Toras Moshe HaShalem on Devarim, Chassam Sofer says, Miyamai Tamati! I always wondered that according to Rabbi Kiva, that there were 24 Meraglim, Imkei Minaleila Edoshi Asarad, you know Eda is 10? Eda, we know Eda is 10, we learn that from the Meraglim. But then, we should see that you need 22. Comes the Chassam Sofer, and what the Chassam Sofer says would seem to answer Rabbi Kiveger's question as well, that even though there are 24 Meraglim, and take out Yeshua and Kalev, but nevertheless, only 10 of them spoke Lashon Hara about the land. So even if there were 22 Meraglim, only 10 of them disparaged the land. So therefore, when it says, Admasai Yia Ha'eda Hara, it's only going on 10. But then the Chassam Sofer and Parshas and L'Chaira friends, that would answer both questions. That means Eda by Minyan would be 10. And L'Chaira, to answer Rabbi Kiveger's question, Eda by the Sanhedrin should also be 10. The Chassam Sofer in Toras Moshe at the end of B'Shalach, he says, he also asks this question, that according to Rabbi Kiva, how could you learn Ein Eda Pachas Me'asara? You could say, there's another source that Eda is 10. How's that? We could take out the, we don't need Eda. Because if you look in the Yushalmi says, how do you know a minion is 10? Says the Yushalmi, V'nekdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael. And it says, V'yerdu ache Yosef asara b'toich haboim. So there's another source to learn out, 10 makes a minion. It says, toich by V'nekdashti b'toich b'nei Yisrael. And it says, toich by the ache Yosef. And just like the Achei Yosef were 10, so too, V'nekdashti B'soich B'nei Yisrael is 10. So even if you say there are 24 Meraglim, we don't need Meraglim for a minion. L'chaira, though, Rabbi Kiva Eger's question would still stand. How do you know Eda by the Sanhedrin is 10? By the way, another question you could ask is, we know there's a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. Right? You're familiar? The mitzvah of, if somebody, Chas V'Shalom, puts somebody threatens one's life with the performance of any mitzvah, one does not have to give up their life to fulfill a mitzvah. However, if it's in public, if it's in front of 10 people, then one would have to give up their life so as not to violate a mitzvah. That's learned out from V'nekdashti B'toich B'nei Yisrael, which again you could ask, if the source of that is the Meraglim, then it should be 22. Okay? So one answer we said is, well, only 10 Meraglim spoke bad about the land. Maybe they all carried the fruit, but only 10 of them spoke badly. Only 10 of them spoke badly about the land. And then another approach would be to say that we don't need Eda at all. We could learn Toich Toich straight from the Achei Yosef, which would only answer the Chassam Sofer's question of how do we know a minion is 10, but would not answer the question of Rabbi Kiva Eger, then we no longer have a source that Eda for Sanhedrin is 10. I saw quoted that regarding this question, there's an approach in a sefer, Yesh Samach Lamed, Yesh Seder LaMishnah. I looked everywhere, Yesh Seder LaMishnah, there was no independent sefer, Yesh Seder LaMishnah, except at the end of the Yachanu Bayaz, you have a small commentary called Yud Samach Lamed, which is a Yesh Seder LaMishnah, is the writings of Rabbi Shaya Pick, the author of the Masar Sashas, who added on to the Masar Sashas. And he also asked Rabbi Kivager's question, that according to Rabbi Akiva, how do you know Ein Davar Shabakdusha Pachas Me'asara? Or he also asked our question, how do you know for Yeharek V'al Yavar you need 10 people? And don't say we paskin like Rabbi Shmuel, because we paskin like Rabbi Akiva. We would always follow Rabbi Akiva's ruling. So Rabbi Shaya Pick says like this: did you wonder if there are 24 meraglim? Why doesn't the Torah tell us their names? That's another important question. Who are these guys? Who are they? So says Rabbi Shaya Pick, according to Rabbi Akiva, the fact that Torah didn't say their names, and it only mentions certain names, like we said earlier in the Chassam Sefer, only the ones whose names were mentioned were the ones who disparaged the land. And it's only them that the Pasuk says, "An Masai lo Eda Hara Asher Hei Malinim Alai." But the ones whose names were not mentioned, even though they took the cluster and they took the Rimon, their Kavana was not Lara. So according to that, when Rabbi Kiva learns out, the Sanhedrin is 23, it's only going on, it's because only the Meraglim whose names are mentioned are referred to. Now, it's very interesting, there's a Sefer, Mincha Chareva, a Rabbi Pinchas Epstein, on the Yushalmi in Soita, and he deals with the question that we asked in the beginning: why does it first say Shalach Lashon Yachid and then Tishalechu Lashon Rabim? He says that the truth is, like we asked, if there were 24 Meraglim, then we should only, how do you know an Eda is 10? It should be 22. He says that actually there were two charges. Tishalechu is two people were sent per each Shevet. One is Shlach Lecha. Shlach Lecha is according to your vision. And then Tishalechu is according to their vision. So the ones that Moshe Rabbeinu sent were Rashi Ha'am. The ones that Klal Yisrael sent were just regular people. The Eda Hara was referring to the Rosh Sanhedrin, who Moshe Rabbeinu sent. So in other words, according to the Mincha Chareva, even though there were 24 Meraglim, but there were two different distinct messengerships, namely the ones that Moshe sent and the ones that the rest of the Jewish people sent. But Rabbi Sai, I want to present to you a startling interpretation and approach to understanding the meaning of the 24 Meraglim. And if there are 24 Meraglim, why are they not mentioned? Why are only some names mentioned? You know, there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. We're accustomed to thinking that by the Birchas Yaakov, when Yaakov Avinu was on his deathbed, and Yaakov Avinu says, "B'soidam al tavay nafshi, b'kahalam al techad levavi, al techad kevoidi," the Yaakov Avinu was saying, "I don't want my name mentioned. I don't want my name mentioned in the episode of Korach." That's why it says, "Vayikach Korach ben Yitzhar ben Kahas ben Levi," but it doesn't say ben Yaakov. And I don't want my name mentioned in the episode B'kalam al techad kevoidi. I don't want my name mentioned in the episode of Zimri ben Salo. However, that's how Rashi learns on Chumash. But the Gemara in Sanhedrin says a different shot. What did Yaakov Avinu not want? Yaakov Avinu was saying, "Besoidem al tavei nafshi v'kam al techad kavoidi." The Meraglim. I don't want my name mentioned in the story of the Meraglim. What does that mean, that Yaakov Avinu doesn't want his name mentioned in the story of the Meraglim? What does that mean? Where would his name be mentioned and where is it not mentioned? There's a very mysterious Medrash. The Medrash says in Bamidbar Rabbah that Moshe Rabbeinu says to them, "Vayomer aleihem, alu zeh banegev, go up in the south." The Medrash says, "Go up im shehem oilem, go up with those that are going up." What does that mean, go up with those that are going up? The Sefer Birchas Shmuel of Rav Aaron Shmuel Kadenover has an amazing approach to this whole idea that we encounter in Tosfos and the Yerushalmi and Soita, that there were 24 Meraglim. But he begins by asking a very obvious question. How could anyone say there are 24 Meraglim? You know, you may be able to get away with it if you just learn Parsha Shlach, because in Parsha Shlach, all you see is a list of 12 Meraglim. And you'll say, well, maybe there were another 12. It's Ishachad, Ishachad. Because it doesn't say anywhere in Shlach the sum total of the Meraglim. That's right, it doesn't say in Shlach the sum total of the Meraglim. But it does say in other places the total of the Meraglim, namely in Sefer Devarim. In Sefer Devarim, the Pasuk says, look where my icon is, Va'ekach mikem shneim asar anashim ish echad lashavet. I took 12 men. Well, if the Pasuk explicitly says I took 12 men, then how could Rabbi Kiva say there were 24 Meraglim? You know, there are a few questions you could ask over here. You have the names of many Shvatim, but one is conspicuously absent. Lemate Ruvain, Shamua ben Zakur, Lemate Shimoin, Shafat ben Chori, Lemate Yehuda, Kalei ben Yefuneh. What about Lemate Ephraim, Hoshea ben Nun? Why by Hoshea ben Nun does it say Ephraim? Ephraim's not one of the Shvatim. By Menashe it says Lamate Yosef, Lamate Menashe Gadi ben Susi. So by Menashe it says Yosef. By Yehoshua and Ephraim it doesn't say Yosef. So why is Yosef not mentioned? Furthermore, where's Levi? Levi didn't have a representative. Why is Levi not mentioned? So, says the Birch HaShmuel, this idea, this concept, that there are 24 Meraglim, and based on this idea, Rabbi Kiveger has a question, well, in that case, how do you know Eda by Sanhedrin is 10, so Sanhedrin should be 47, how do you know, Chassam Sofer says, how do you know Minyan is 10, Rabbi Shaya Pick says, how do you know a Minyan for Dvarim Shabbat Farhesya is 10, says Rav Aaron Shmuel Kadenover, this tradition that there are 24 Meraglim cannot be taken on a physical level. Because actually, if you look in the Arizal on Parsha Shlach, which I found as the Mar Mekumis of the Shir were going to print, the Ari is in Likutei Torah, Parsha Shlach number 23. The Arizal says that when the 12 physical Meraglim were dispatched to go check out the land of Israel, they were boosted and they were supported and they were infused with what is called Soid Ho'ibor. Soid Ho'ibor is when the Neshama is infused with a Nitzutz of another Neshama. They were infused with the Neshamas of the Shevet that they were representing. So, you want to know who the missing 12 Meraglim were? Why the Torah doesn't say their names? The Torah does say their names. Really? Where? Lemate, Reuven, Shamua ben Zakur. You know who? It was Shamua ben Zakkur, and he's supported by Reuven. Lamate Shimon from Shaphat ben Chayri. Shaphat ben Chayri was supported by the Shevet that he represented, namely Shimon. Lamate Yehuda, Kalev ben Yefuna. Kalev ben Yefuna was supported by Yehuda. So you'll ask, well, that's nice, because Lamate Yosef, Lamate Menashe, Gadi ben Susi, Gadi was supported by Yosef, but who was Yehoshua ben Nun supported by? Says the Berach Shmuel, Yehoshua ben Nun, Moshe Davin for him. What did Moshe do? Moshe added the Yud. The Yud is Keneged Levi, Ho'asiri Yiyakadosh. So the neshama of Yosef, Nislabish b'Menashe. So in other words, Yosef's soul went to Menashe, to the Shevet of Menashe. Namely, Yosef's neshama boosted Gadi ben Susi. But who boosted Yehoshua? That's why Moshe, who was from Shevet Levi, he davened Koyoshiacha. He added the Yud. The Kedusha of the Yud was Levi himself. The Ish Echad Lashavet. Ish Echad was Lashavet, the Shevet itself, the one of the Shvatim itself. That's why Yehoshua was given the extra Yud. That represents Levi. By the way, so what happened? Aye, but still, there were 24 Meraglim. Their answer is, they started off as 24 Meraglim. Yeah, they started off as 24 Meraglim. But there's an idea, the Berach Shmuel says, that the same way, you know, the Arizal says in many places, that when a person does an Avera, the Neshama could depart from them. Like, if somebody gets angry, their Neshama can, so to speak, leave them. So too, if your own Neshama can depart, certainly, if you have someone else's neshama, the ibur of another neshama, that neshama certainly could depart. And that's what happened. All the shvatim, they did not remain ne'aman and true and authentic to the shevet that was they were hosting. And therefore, Reuven left Shaphat ben Chayri. And Reuven left Shamua ben Zakkur. Shimon left Shaphat ben Chayri. All the Shvatim, their co-partners, their Ibur, the Shevet that was infused in them, to be Mechazik them, left because they did not remain true. However, except for Kalev, the Kalev, Ekev Kiruach Acheres Hoyso Imoy, he had a different spirit. What do you mean he had a different spirit? He had in him also the spirit of Yehuda. So he remained true to the Shevet that was being Mechazik him, and therefore he was able to withstand the persuasion of the Meraglim. This is the meaning of the mysterious Medrash. Alu Zeba Negev. Go up in the south, to which the Medrash says, Im Shehim Oilim. Go up with those who are going up with you. Well, what do you mean with those who are going up with you? Who's going up with the Meraglim? The answer is the ones going up with the Meraglim were none other than the Shvatim themselves. Says the Arizal, incredibly, this is the meaning of Kiruach Acheres, the Avdi Kalev, Ekev Hoysa Ruach Acheres Imoy. He had another spirit with him. Oh, says Arizal, this is the meaning of V'yasuru es Eretz Kenan Asher ani noisein Livnei Yisrael, the children of Yisrael, the children of Yaakov, namely, literally, the 12 Shvatim themselves who are going up with you. But when they acted badly, and they acted with Kavana Ra, look, in the Lashon of the Ari, he says something amazing. Kasher heru ma'aseyam ubo b'kavana ra oz nistalku mehem oisan ha'iburim kederach Hanohig Vaza Kenoida, even the neshama of someone themselves could be mistalik when they sin. Wow. Now, The Rav Shmuel Aaron Kadenover says that's why when Yehoshua went into Eretz Yisrael, who did he send? Kalev and Pinchas. Why Kalev and Pinchas? Kalev, because Kalev remained true to the soul of Yehuda that was with him, and Pinchas, who is from Shevet Levi, because Shevet Levi also was able to stay connected to Yehoshua, and therefore these were the two Shvatim that were not persuaded the first time around, so Yehoshua utilized them now the second time around. Now, this is the meaning of that Yaakov Avinu says, I don't want my name associated by the Meraglim. You see, because the Shvatim were literally in the Meraglim. But says Yaakov, leave me out of it. I don't want to take part of it. I don't want to have any connection to it. Says Rav Shmuel Aaron Kadenover, with this, Ari, we can answer the question of Rabbi Kiva Eger. So it's an amazing type of approach where he's using the Kabbalah to answer Alam Deshakasha. The Kasha is, if there were 24 Meraglim, then how we've destroyed the source that an Eda is 10, that a Sanhedrin is 23, that a Minyan for Davar Shabakdusha is 10, that a Minyan for Kiddush Hashem is 10. The answer is no. They started off as 24 Meraglim, but as they were sinning, the Neshamos of the Shvatim departed from the Meraglim, and Mamela, when it came down to it, the Eda Hara was only 10, because he had 12, and we take away Yeshua and Kalev. Aye, but there were 24 Meraglim, 24 when they started, but when the Shvatim realized that they were not being influenced L'Toiva, they booked, they left, and they were not part of the situation. Friends, I would humbly add, that we know that Kalev went to Davin. If you look at number 15, Vayalu Vanegev Vayavoyad Chevroin. He went up in the south and he came to Chevroin. What did he do? So Rashi says Kalev went alone. To do what? To be Mishtateach al Kivrei Avos. Not to be persuaded to be among the Meraglim. What's very interesting is, the Torah doesn't say why Kalev went to Hebron. You're right, simply, and this is how Rashi learns, he went there to Davin by Kivrei Avos. But Rashi doesn't even say Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Even though Avos is always referring to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, but is it possible to say that there was another intention of why Kalev went to the Maris HaMachpelah? You know, why didn't Yehoshua go to the Maris HaMachpelah? Friends, who's buried in the Maris HaMachpelah? So what do you mean? Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Sarah, Rivka, Leah. Maybe Adam and Chava. The Yalkut Shemoni says that in the Midbar, because Yehuda promised to bring Binyamin back, so his bones were shaking and rolling. On the Pasuk Shema Hashem Kol Yehuda, the Yalkut Shemoni says, from here we learn that Moshe Rabbeinu Davin for Yehuda, he said, Ribbono Shel Olam, if Yehuda's Bitsar, and he Davins, please elevate him. V'al Amoy Tivienu Shenikbar Im Avois Ba'aretz, Yehuda is buried with the Avois. What does it mean, V'al Amoy Tivienu? Shenikbar im avos b'ma'ara. Yehuda is buried with the avos. By the way, the Sifri also says that Yehuda is buried with the avos. The Ravid on the Sifri asks, but it does, isn't it Kiryas Arba? And there are four zugais? So that means Adam and Chava, Avram and Sarah, Yitzchak and Rivka, Yaakov and Leah, but not Yehuda. So you say, well, maybe because Yehuda is not buried with his wife. To which the Ravid says, you know, it's doicheg, whoever heard that Yehuda was in the Maris HaMachpelah, maybe it means he's buried near the Maris HaMachpelah. It doesn't say im avois bekvura, but rather im avois bame'ora, in the cave. It says, im avais bikvura, not im avais bima'ara. Maybe in Chevron. Maybe he's buried near the avais. So I was thinking, maybe that's the reason why Kalev went to the Maris HaMachpelah. He's not just going to daven by Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, then Yeshua would have gone. He was going because he wanted to pray by the kever of Yehuda. He wanted to pray by the kever of Yehuda. Why? Because he was the only one that remained true to the soul of the Sheva that was within him. All the other Shvatim were unfaithful to the Meragel that was accompanying them. But Kalev, perhaps in order to remain true, so you'll say, was Yehuda already buried there then? Because if you look in the Yalkut Shemoni, it says, V'chi atzamos Yosef avad helu b'nei Yisrael mi Mitzrayim. So, you know, it's unclear whether he was buried there at that time, but at least maybe he was going to the Makkim where Yehuda would be buried. Says the Ari, now we understand why when Yosef HaTzadik encounters the brothers, what does he charge them of? Vayizkor Yosef HaSachaloy Moshe Shecholam Lehem Vayomer Lehem Meraglim Atem. You're Meraglim. Meraglim? The Shvatim were Meraglim? The Meraglim were Shamua ben Zakur, Shafat ben Chori, Kalei ben Yefune. Not Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. No! Yosef nu Baruch HaKodesh! The Shvatim would accompany them. He says, Meraglim Atem! He was referring to this side of the Shita Rabbi Kiva, that the 24 Meraglim were none other than the Shvatim who accompanied the Meraglim. And therefore, Yosef says, Vayimar Lehem Meraglim Atem. So when Rabbi Kiva says there are 24 Meraglim, this approach is learning that the Meraglim themselves were accompanied by the souls of the Shvatim. And in that case, the three Lamdasha questions that we raised, number one from Rabbi Kiva Eger, as to the source of a Eda for Sanhedrin being 10, the question of Chassam Sofer, that the source of Minyan being 10, the question of Rabbi Shaya Pick, the source of Farhesya for Chilal Hashem being 10, could be answered by saying what the Arizal teaches us, that the souls of these Shvatim departed when they sinned, and therefore ultimately, even Rabbi Kiva agrees there are only 10 unfaithful Meraglim. So you'll say, but you said at the beginning of the shir that this shir will expand my horizons, it will give me more career opportunities, I'll have job offers. I'm not finished yet. There's a famous story about Rav Shlomo Kluger, where Rav Shlomo Kluger was once, when he was the Rav in Breida, there was a father who had a baby boy, and the father was about to pass away. And the family wanted to wait for the father to pass away to name the baby after him. And Rav Shlomo Kluger said, no, do the Bris Milah. And they did the Bris Milah. And the father had a Refuah Shleima. And they asked Rav Shlomo Kluger, what's the pshat? He said, the pshat is like this. Remember the angel that went to rescue Lot? He's the same angel that went to heal Avram. So the question is, why did he have to heal Avram? Just go straight to rescue Lot. So Shlomo Kluger says, it's because that angel didn't want to rescue Lot. He's not coming down from Shemayim to rescue Lot. But once he already came down to heal Avram, he's already down, you know, he's ready down the block, so he'll make an extra stop. Same thing with Eliyahu HaNavi. Eliyahu HaNavi is not coming down from the heavens to heal this father. But once he's coming anyway for the bris, he'll make an extra stop. He'll add a stop, you know. He'll add a stop and heal the father. Well, in the Sefer where the story appears, they print another story about Rav Shlomo Kluger. You know, all the great Achroinim in Europe were in multiple rabbinic posts throughout Europe. The Shagas Aryeh, Rav Shlomo Kluger, the Malbim, many, many, if not most, great Rabbanim were chased out of their rabbinic posts in Europe. As Rabbi Yisrael Salanter would say, any rabbi that they don't chase out is not a rabbi, but any rabbi that they could chase out of town is not a man. Anyway, the story goes that Rabbi Shlomo Kluger was reduced to having to teach children. And one time, Rabbi Shlomo Kluger wanted to have an opportunity to speak. He was looking for Parnassa. And so he comes to the city of Broida. And some people recognized him. And they said, you know, maybe give a drasha. So, and this way they'll give you Talmidim. So he went to the Rosh Ha'ir, Rabbi Zalman Margolis. And he allowed him to give a drasha. Now Rabbi Shlomo Kluger said, please do me a favor. Come to my drasha. Rabbi Zalman Margolis said, I don't listen to drashas. So Rabbi Shlomo Kluger says, listen, it's going to be between Mincha and Marav. You'll be there anyway. Just stick around. And so Rabbi Shlomo Kluger gave the drasha. And everyone gave him shkoyach. Except for Rabbi Zalman. He didn't even look at him. So Rabbi Shlomo Kluger said, what did I do wrong? Why didn't you give me shkoyach? Everyone else gave me shkoyach. He says, because according to you, there are 24 miraglim. So all the drashas in the Gemara fall away. So Rabbi Shlomo Kluger says, what do you mean? I didn't make this up. Don't you know it's Yerushalmi and it's brought in Tosis and Saita? And when Rabbi Zalman heard that, he said, really? I didn't know it was Yerushalmi. He says, how could I be the Rav of the city and you're just a Malamed? You need to be the Rav of the city. Anyway, so what do we see from this? That if you know this Yediyah, that there were 24 Meraglim, you get career advancements, you get job offers, you get salary raises, just by knowing that there are 24 Meraglim. So my bracha to you is, in the merit of us learning this material, you should all have a tremendous aliyah in all of your endeavors, and I wish you all a wonderful day. This week, the Wednesday night share will be Tuesday night. Please stay tuned for that. And we started today, you could join us every morning from 9 to 9.15, Mishneh Berurah Daf HaShavua. We learn a blot a week. It's from 9 to 9.15. It's an amazing limud. Please join us. And wishing everyone a wonderful day. Bracha v'atzlacha. One second, please.
Just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.